Okay, we're on page 97 or 113. And the king here pushed things on the Chavra. The Chavra really didn't want to talk about the Karaites anymore. And the king, the Khuzar, decided that he wanted to know anyway. And the Chavra here will go off into something of a tangent in his complaint about the legitimization or the possible legitimization of the approach that the Karaim had, and he's going to have a complaint about it. There's one there for the case. Okay, so here, we're up to the words Tanai HaTumah Tosefes. It's actually connected to the previous words. I read it wrong last night. The previous words are Chen Asura Leinu HaNevela Leimim Bei Tumasa Avo Mitzvah Greida Bis Nevela. But Tanai HaTumah Tosefes. That Nevela, we don't eat Nevela because it's Nevela. The rules of Tumah are a separate rule. Now, Velule, that's what we're up to. Lule Sha'amro Ezra Tikkun Tefila LeBalei Karayin Lahinu Chayavim BaChayvas Torah. He's finished explaining that the dinim of Tumah, for the most part, don't apply Bizman Hazeh. The king wanted to know, the Karaites keep Hilchas Tumah. If you read Chumash, it talks about Hilchas Tumah. So why don't we keep it? So he explained that Tumah is only when there's Kedusha. The rules of Tumah apply to Truma and to Kachim. And even this, which men go to a mikveh today, lulei shamru ezra tikkun tefila lebalei karayin lo yinu chayavim b'chayvas Torah achiv tahara v'nikiyus. The idea that we go to the mikveh is not a chiv in the Torah. It's interesting because the Chumash says ish kitetze menu kitetze menu shuchazera. It says that there's a mitzvah to become tar. We seem to be doing what it says in the pasuk. He says no.
That going to the mikvah is not in the
Torah.
How do you become tar from being a Balkarian? So he's saying, because today the Dinei Tumah don't apply, since they have no application. It's funny, because technically you are becoming tar, but if it has no application of Kedusha, he's saying that it's not a mitzvah. That's what he's saying. And he says, Imheim, if the Karaites, Mekablin Oysal Asmol in Yinan Ekiyos Engedai, Bezeh. There's nothing wrong if they say we're going for the kiyus. There's something wrong if they go and they say because the Torah obligates us. Now here, why did Ezra say we should go to Balikari? Balikari should go to the mikvah. The Gemara says the reason. The Gemara says a different reason. It doesn't say anything about the kiyus. Doesn't say that it's to be naki. Naki here doesn't mean clean from physical dirt, it means from something spiritual. So the first here at the bottom, he asked the Kasha that this doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara. But the answer is that Ezra didn't say, I don't want Noshim to Mitzvah to Sam Kitana Gailas. And therefore, we'll just do something absurd. No. When he said, go to the mikvah, there is the kiyas in it. There is a mile in it. And he said to do it for his reason. If they go not for the kiyus, because they hold it's a mitzvah of the Torah, so then the reason they go to the mikvah is mishanin ha-Torah v'garmin laminus. Right? The king asked, what's so terrible? So they keep tahara, they go to the mikvah, what are they doing wrong? It's a chumrah. He says, no. If everybody can make up his own rules that causes apikarsis, rotzolaymer, chiluk ha-deyos, Asher hu shayrish afsada sauma. It's chiluki deis that causes a hefsid of the Jewish religion. V'yitziyase b'tayra achas u'mishpat echad, and no longer remains as one tayra. Gichola shenekel ba yanachdu al atzmeinu. Because if they're going to be machmir, then that anything that we makel us on our own mishtamish b'shabosis b'bateinu be'eriv. For example, that we use an eriv. Now the Karaites didn't believe in an eriv. So it's also a chumrah. So that also, I'm near a dava she'enayna.
More machma to say that an eruv doesn't help.
So he's saying, right, exactly. So he's saying that machmar and tumah, the machmar and eruv. V'im near a dava she'enayna, yekel eitzam asher to say viv daita, mea machloikis v'akafronis, achia b'bayis echad asar anashim, b'asar deis. Everybody's going to have his own opinion. It's going to go from one tyrant to 10 tyrants by 10 people. Now this is a known thing that it says Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra together because of the idea that Kol HaMosef Gareha. If you can add to Torah, then you could subtract from Torah. You can't add chumris, and that we learn really from the first sin that ever took place, the Nachash HaKadmoni. Right? We learn there that from adding a chumra, Kilu Hashem said, don't touch the Eitz HaDaas, which wasn't true, and Hashem said, don't eat. And the Nachash showed that if you touch it, nothing happens to you. So Mimele, they came to eat. So Kol HaMaisim Kameh, it was a chumra. The chumra leads to a kula.
Why didn't Adam tell Chavetz it didn't drop on
it? That's a good question. Seems that why did Adam tell Chava that God said don't eat and I'm making a derabanan? Because you know why? Wives don't listen if the husbands make up their own things. It's yeah, okay.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
Everybody
used to try to echolim. It was a mile for everyone to echolim betara. Mogen Avraham brings in Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. It's a mile for everyone to echolim betara. We don't have Tara today. Yeah. It's a mile for everybody to echolim betara when it existed. Not an obligation, but it's a mile. In Chol Shabbos, Mogen Avraham brings it. He's bringing it to show the mile of Kedusha Shabbos.
Isn't there an Indian of mikvah for Kedusha today, like when a sofer goes before writing Shem Hashem?
So this is something that confuses me. Before a levaya, you carry a mace, there's a milah to go to the mikvah. Or it says a sandik, before he's a sandik, should go to the mikvah. So I'm not sure, I'll tell you the truth.
Before you dive in on the Harabais.
Well, the Harabais, we mentioned, that's a halacha. That's not a milah. That's a halacha. Okay. About carries also to go on the Harabais. But I don't know, it confuses me. I once, the Skver Rebbe came to Lakewood. They have the Skver Rebbe's Medrash there. My brother-in-law they call it the Dayan, because for Chassidim you can't have a Rav, because the Rebbe is the Rav, so they call it the Skver Dayan. But, so they had Achdos Sefer Torah, he came, and it was the Chinuch. See, afterwards I went in to give him Shalom, so I asked him, when it says that by Oisi Sefer Torah, people should go to the mikveh, you shouldn't write a letter, do they mean you have to go to the mikveh? Or they mean, last time you were Bakeri, you went to the mikveh. Like, why was I went to the mikveh yesterday, and I'm a Bakeri till today? So he said he doesn't know.
Right.
It's interesting.
Right.
He said he's not sure. He said, but certainly there's a mile to go to the mikveh, but what it means, all of these kepedas, the kepeda by Levi, they say not to go near the Orin unless he went to the mikveh. That comes from the Mavri Yabek. The Mavri Yabek talks about Balkari, about not being a Balkari. So
there it means a Balkari.
But you know the Mishnah Brura, when he talks about going to the mikveh on Shabbos, he says that a Balkari should go, not to hat mikveh, but if it's not hat. But if you're going for Tosis Kedusha, it's not Kedai. So Mishnah Berurah recognizes there's such a thing as going to the mikveh for Tosis Kedusha. That there is such an Indian.
So the Indian of a Sefer Torah, is it a Tosis Kedusha? Or is it for a Balkari?
That's a question. The Rabbi Wolfson once said, he said that, he doesn't know the Indian of going to a mikveh. Wow. But he is not sure what the Indian of going to a mikveh is, but, if a guy could turn into a Jew from going to the mikveh, so probably a Jew goes to the mikveh, there's some benefit there also.
Who said that?
Rav Olson. He said if a guy can become a Jew from a guy, there must be some benefit for a Jew to go also. That's a good line. Okay, anyway, getting back here, so he's railing against this idea of people making up their own things. If the mitzvahs that we have are not tied to certain boundaries, shelo yavrum, that you don't step over the boundaries, then it's impossible to be sure that something that's not Torah doesn't come in. And you lose some of Torah. Because he takes things with his own hekesh, his own comparison, and his own reason. For example, it's more kal in the eyes of the Quran, Hanos Avaydizar, Mikesavog, Teres V'yayin. Now it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Isser Hanah. Where do we learn Isser Hanah? So it's a machlech, Chiskin Rabavo. We learn Lo Ye Yachel. Lo Yachel, don't do anything that makes you earn money that brings you teeth. It's a very indirect Rasha. So the Quran said that to have Hanah from Avaydizar is not so chomer. Valo emes, hamoves mi baladei zetoiv. Better to die than to have hanoah. Is it better to die than to have enough of Avodah Zarah?
Oh.
That's a Bizrayu Avodah Zarah. There were Rishayim. The Rabbi Yehuda Levi Amar Rishayim. The Rishayim held that Bizrayu Avodah Zarah is Yehorek Val Yavar. The Rambam says that a person should better die than to eat fruit from the Asherah tree that'll heal him. So it's only a Bizrayu, it's only a lav. But nevertheless, so he says the Karam hold having a Noah from Avodah Zarah is not bad. And the truth is, Yechaya Misa, and the Karaim does say chazir. Ugh, you're not going to use that even for a fuah. Valemis who may have eris akala is chayiv and malchus. And the truth is, so they explain on the bottom. Smuta b'hana. The worst chaz it could be is an issa malchus if a person needs it. B'chein, another thing the Karaites say. Yekal al anozir achilas tzemukim anovim yosim ha'shikras. Now, this is a common misconception. People think a nozir is not allowed to get drunk. It's not really true. A nozir could drink as much whiskey as he wants.
Right.
He's just not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to drink grape juice either. So again, he complains about the Karaites that yekel al nozir achilat tzemukim anovim yosem yashikras mishecher dvash mishecher tapuchim. They say eating grapes.
Whiskey,
okay, that's what he said. Now, well, it says a beer. They're not allowed to drink beer. Ve'emes hepechzeh ki yisraeli al b'mashiyetz megefen bovad. Ve'ena kavona yisra shikrus kashiyala b'machshava. This isn't getting drunk like you might think. Avol kim yedeh neviyevu
b'churav. In the 9 days, you're allowed to drink whiskey.
In the 9 days, you're allowed to drink whiskey. Yeah. He's giving examples that there are gevulim that we have that you can't step out of. The point he made earlier is that even though there are a lot of machleiksim in the Shulchan Aruch and in Gemara, the machleiksim are always going forward, not going backwards. In other words, we accept what the Tanoim said, and the Amiram argue moving forward. We accept, the Rishayim accept what the Amiram said, and the arguments are going forward. We accept the Rishayim, and we go forward. Everything is only going forward. The Gevulim of the previous generations, we don't argue with. Well, the mitzvahs, Gevulim, and every mitzvah.
He says, the
Quran
says, everyone. So the Quran says, no, we're right. We're not like
the argument is on the formula that they use. They're saying that we're not bound by what the previous generations held, and we could say that it means something else. So he's presenting that ends up with many Torahs. It ends up, if everything is up for grabs, then the whole religion changes. And that's his point.
We also added, books,
the Rabbanans, but we recognize that the Rabbanans.
What?
We recognize that the Rabbanans.
What they're saying is the whiskey is the rice.
They're teaching the Torah that way. That's the complaint.
Yeah, doesn't Rashi say over there that he saw a woman in her disgrace? You know, because that's
right. Yazaras v'minayayin.
That's
right. So you have to remember one rule, that the Tamei Torah don't change the halachas of the Torah. You're right. But the reasons are only to give a little time to it. It's not the total reason. It's true. From there, it seems that we're talking about like the Quran.
Right.
That's right. So we have this rule that mitzvah's reasons, the Chinuch writes in his Agdama, that the tam of a mitzvah, tam means to give taste. The tamei a mitzvah gives some taste to the mitzvah. They're not the reason. The reason is the Chochmas Halakus. But he goes on. Lemitzis gevulim midudakam alayim b'chochma. V'lo yiru, if they won't see b'maisim noyim, v'hazorit v'lo yiru b'maisim noyim. If they won't see the things that we accepted as proper, v'hazorit yirachim em b'lishay yaser oisam. Come on, he gives an example. Here's an example of a halacha that's not logical. He's giving this as a marshal. Kamai. Basar kuskus. Kuskus is an expression in the Gemara that when you have an animal that's very sick and it's going to die. A behema besukenes. Not a trefa. He's going to say to me, you have a behema besukenes. You have a behema that's going to die. It's not a trefa. It's sick. Trefa is specific injuries. But you have an animal that's going to die, so you rush to shecht it. Once it dies, it's the vela. Kuskus means hurry up. Shecht it. Ashumutur, Bavoshena Batuach, Babaisa Behemahi. The animal is gonna die, and it's not a treifa. There's no Batuach, Babaisa Behemahi. It doesn't have an injury that renders it a treifa. Uloiva Shioiva ki terape Bohutra. And it could get healed and be mutter. Vatrefa, Shneiras Bria. Now, trefa animal, you shecht an animal, you find it to be trefa. It looked like a perfectly healthy animal. Asura. It's not something that can heal. Vinesra. Now, v'masvara v'ischak was yeshuva adinim o'elu behepach. Now here it really comes out of Pella. You know, the halacha is, if someone kills a trefa, he's not chayav misa. Now, a trefa looks well, looks healthy. He can't live 12 months. But he looks well. He's not chayav misa. If someone kills a geises, he's chayav misa. A geises can't live 72 hours. Now, a trefa can't live 12 months. A geises can't live 3 days. Someone who kills a geises is chayav misa. Someone who kills a trefa is not. Why? Because there's no difference. Nobody lives forever. If you kill somebody, you take away his life, then a person's chayav misa. A trefa, there's something wrong with him essentially. There's something wrong in the essence of the person. It's not called a complete chiyus. And so that's the Kabbalah that we have. And he's pointing out that it's contrary to the logic. Now listen to what he does. He goes off here. The Kuzari uses his creativity here. He's saying things are illogical. It's not exactly the way you want to present an argument. But listen to where he goes with it. Okay, loyta alach achas for a secha. Don't follow your logic. He keeps on using this lashon. It's lashon hekish, your comparisons. But todas hamitzvus petipol b'sveikas yivyach laminus. You can't rely on logic without mesayra. If you're going to use pure logic, you won't agree with your friend with anything. Everyone has his own logic. Tzara shetayim b'shrashim in amokubel v'akosav l'hashav al todas alavis. You have to look at where we have a Kabbalah to compare the Toilodais, the Chidushim Elo Avais, to the Besaira. And the thing that comes from their belief, what happens if it's illogical? Now here, what he does is he wants to show that illogical things are sometimes true anyway. He turns to nature. He tells us, look around, look at the world around you. And you'll see a lot of aspects of the world are not logical. We know they're true. He gives a handful of examples. Kashatarchik, hamashava vasvara hedor harekus. Okay, let me explain rekus. Rekus is a Greek idea, Aristotle's idea, that the whole world is full of particles of matter. Right? The Greek model was that everything is either earth, water, air, or fire. But that all these things exist. So Aristotle said that there's no such thing as nothing. Over here, there's not nothing. There are particles of air. Now, it sounds ridiculous. Everybody can see there's nothing here. The box is empty. There's nothing in the box. So the Eitz Nechma quotes Aristotle as proving that air has matter for a very simple thing. She'em nikach shefayferes chalula. Says, let's say you take a straw, a hollow straw. V'nosim kotzeo echad b'mayim. You put one end in liquid. And from the other side, you suck. So why does the water come up? That's only because the straw is full of particles of air. When you pull away the particles of air, if the air water wouldn't move up, you would have emptiness. B'chalal shefferes in the hollow of the straw. L'chein oyla mamayim l'mayla negativam. So water goes up against the laws of gravity. B'vua shaharekus bilti nimtza. So from there, he says, I can prove to you, there's no such thing as space that has nothing in it. That's Aristotle's proof. I mean, probably more than one proof. That's a proof he quotes that there's matter everywhere. There's something everywhere.
Air pressure.
Give all your explanations. I'm reading what he says here. He's saying is that, so hedar harekos is not logical, and it's true. Vakeshus hasichli is mechayevese. And if you think about it, you can figure out that it has to be. V'chei, tarchik hasfarash yochel ischalik haguf lein tachlis. Another thing the Greeks taught is that every particle of matter can be broken down. Now here it's very interesting, because when I was in school, I imagine all of you, when we were in school, I was in high school in the 70s, they taught us that the smallest particle of matter is an atom. They knew you can break the atom, but then you get energy. You don't get matter. The subatomic particles were only three: the electron, the neutron, and the proton. There was nothing else, right? So that's how the Greeks said, "Yochel eschalik haguf lein tachlis." You can break anything down, no end. Everything can be broken further, which today apparently they agree with. Va'akasha hasichlis mechaveser. And thinking into it obligates one to say it, even though it's not logical. I've shown many times that what we learned in school, that until 1492, everyone thought the earth was flat. Right? That's what they taught us. So all the things that I learned in elementary school, you know, I am slowly learning that they're not so. Right? This was written before 1492. Right, Yehuda Levi lived in the 1000s, 1100s. So he writes, "Kashetucha kamashava sharetz kadaris." He says, "We know the Earth is a globe. It's not logical. Not logical that someone, the Chinese guy, is standing on his head." So he explains at the bottom, when I pour water, it goes down. When the Chinese guy pours water, it comes up. So it doesn't make sense. Another thing, shechelik echad memeya v'shishim v'sheish pa'amim me'igol ha-shemesh. Or the earth is much smaller than the sun. So they knew that too. Now he puts it as 166th of the sun. Now he doesn't mean the mass of the sun, he means the diameter of the sun. The diameter of the sun is 100 times the earth, that's what they say today. And so he puts it as 166, they have 109. So what's he doing here? He's telling the Kuzar, he says, look, sometimes when you go into the lumdus of something, you prove something, but it seems illogical. But it's true anyway. We see it's that way in nature, and he's trying to use that to compare it to the fact that we follow the Messiah, even where the first logic would seem to dictate differently.